Today is Saturday, November 8th. Donald E. Bloomer, 92 of Cassville, died Monday at Lancaster Health Services. Graveside services will be held at Concord Cemetery in Garner, Iowa, Monday at 11. Memorials may be made to St. Croix Hospice or the Alzheimer's Association. The Morris Funeral Home in Gutenberg, Iowa, is assisting the family. Survivors of Donald Bloomer include five children: Karen and Gary Gray of Torrington, Wyoming; Becky and Gary Hampton of Cassville; Susan Stentz of Coon Valley; Julian Dennis Zittergruen of Gutenberg; and Ellen and Doug Alvin of Richland Center. 12 grandchildren and 24 great-grandchildren. Donald E. Bloomer, 92, of Cassville. Kevin A. Walter, age 69, died Wednesday after a brief battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held Friday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. Kevin Walter is survived by his daughter, Cassie and Josh Zimmer of La Crosse, two grandchildren, siblings Kent and Lori Walter, and Christy and Kevin Pine, all of Richland Center, Craig and Carla Walter of Stoughton, and Kelly Bess of Madison, Cassie's mother, Angie Zins, aunts, uncles, cousins, and other family members. Kevin A. Walter, age 69. Deborah K. Ferguson, 73, of Cazenovia, died Sunday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A celebration of life will be held next Saturday, November 15th, from 11 to 1, at the Cazenovia Chapel. Burial will follow at St. Bridget's Cemetery, rural Cazenovia. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Deborah Ferguson is survived by three children: Brad Hutchins and Katrina Aide of Cazenovia, Angie and Scott Dahlke of Reedsburg, and Chris and Rick Blood of Wisconsin Dells. Friend Dave Hutchins of Cazenovia, two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Jim Jit Ferguson of Cazenovia, nephews, niece, other relatives and friends. Deborah K. Ferguson, 73, of Cazenovia. Ivania Cookie Morrell, 77, of Ithaca, died Thursday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held at 11:30 next Saturday, November 15th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Little Brown Church Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Saturday, November 15th, from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Ivania Morrell is survived by her husband of 58 years, Fred, daughter, Sherry Morrell, son, Jeff Morrell, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, two brothers, Daryl and Anita, and Philip, a sister, Elaine, niece, nephews, other relatives and friends. Ivania Cookie Morrell, 77, of Ithaca. Donald L. Don Maley, 71, of rural Lone Rock, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held next Saturday, November 15th at 1, at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home next Saturday, November 15th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. Survivors of Don Maley include his wife Cheryl, two children, Barry Maley of Lone Rock and Tanya Maley of Sextonville, two grandchildren, six siblings, Betty Havlick of Richland Center, Bill Maley and Donna Schutte of Reedsburg, Barbara and Gordon Brockway of Lone Rock, J.R. and Jackie Maley of Viroqua, Nancy and Clifford Judson of Ithaca, and Nellie and Chuck Till of Richland Center. In-laws, Debbie Felstead of Madison, Ethel and Ron Thompson of Hillsboro, Lisa and David Knight, Norma Swenson, and Maynard Driscoll Jr., all of Richland Center. Special brother, Roland Thompson of Viroqua, many other relatives and friends. Donald L., Don Maley, 71, of rural Lone Rock. Donald S. Ulitowski, 77, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held at a later date at the Copper Lounge in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting with arrangements for Donald S. Ulatowski, 77, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Haley Brenninger and Shane Clems had a baby, Chicago Mickey Jean.